Prologue. 10 years ago. GCHQ headquarters, Cheltenham. 11:21 PM. Some part of her was already immune to authority. She needed to navigate the chaos she had plunged into by arriving at the 14-story concrete building on the far end of a motorway near the outskirts of southeast England. The aura of complacency and superiority was impossible to overlook. She had never imagined she could be so fervent about the truth. This place had it and was Britain's most secure vault of secrets, the Government Communications Headquarters, or GCHQ. Her breathing was heavy and unsteady. Every muscle tensed and strained as if she were carrying a great burden. The taste of bile filled her mouth. If they caught her, no, she couldn't afford to be seen. Her heart thumped and adrenaline rushed through her veins. She squeezed through the ventilation shafts and winced as she pulled her hoodie over her head upon emerging on the other side, surrounded by near darkness. Not yet, she thought as she focused on silently opening the grate at the end of the shaft. Her fingers trembled as she fiddled with the bolts, but she pushed the grate aside, making no noise. As she peered into the expansive room, she emerged from the ventilation shaft and into the enormous space. Splashes of light blue and pale yellow paint adorned the walls, and steel girders and fluorescent lights lined the high-ceilinged area. Several tables were covered with computer banks and servers, and the room was illuminated by the glow of monitors and screens. The air was dim and shrouded in shadows, with a distinct smell of ozone and electricity. The sound of footsteps echoed through the room. Security guards chattered, laughed, and bumped into each other, completely unaware of her presence. Heart racing, she took a few hesitant steps forward, her hands shaking with apprehension. The clack of her boots on the floor echoed through the space as she hurried to take refuge behind a desk. Steel bars as wide as her thumb lined the bottom of the desks, giving her the feeling of being trapped within a prison. The glass-top table seemed to close around her, increasing her sense of vulnerability. Something stirred and she swiveled around on high alert. Two security guards, their hands clasping what could have been weapons and their eyes focused straight ahead, marched into her line of sight. She waited 3 minutes, just like her contact had told her. The guards moved on and she breathed a sigh of relief. She pulled out her phone, which was on silent mode, and punched in the number for her contact.
"You in?" the voice asked.
"Yes," she replied.
"I'm ready."
"We're outside the building now," her contact said. "What's your situation?"
"I'm crouching behind a desk," the woman said, patting her gun. "I heard footsteps in the room and two guards were here."
She checked her small tablet, which displayed the blueprint of the building she had downloaded from the dark web. The blueprints were 2 years old, but she hadn't had the time to find new ones.
"I have to go."
"Whatever you do, don't hurt them," her contact said. She slipped out from behind the desk. "Seeing as you put me here, I know that." She stood up as the surveillance guards disappeared around a corner.
"I'm going to get the information.
The hack on the security systems is active.
Distract them.
I've sent an alert to the system, diverting the guards upstairs.
You have 5 minutes.
Please do it now.
From now on, use the earpiece."
"I've connected the reception to the getaway van," the voice continued.
The line clicked dead.
Taking a breath, she rounded the desk and dashed down the aisle, keeping her steps light and quick. Cat-like, she weaved between the nondescript computer workstations. Feet pounded against the concrete floors, echoing off the walls and the filing cabinets, and she covered her ears out of habit. She ran to the other side. Keycard in hand, she swiped the card and punched in the access code. She entered a long abandoned hallway that stretched before her until she saw the GCHQ vault, a large steel door with a sophisticated security system blocking her way. There was no breaking into this. Her training didn't cover this kind of lock on the door. She drew in a sharp breath, kneeled, and pushed her hair behind her ear to see her wristwatch. On the back were a dense surface sensor and a razor. A blue light faded and a dim red light came on, but it didn't pick up anything. A weight settled in her gut as she fished in her pocket for a microscopic spider camera. Then the red light on her watch grew brighter. It stopped and went out. She counted the seconds. Then she snapped the wiring around the lock and tried not to swear. She leaned to the side and unscrewed the metal plate that covered it. How long would it take? What did they use? 5,000 screws? Minute after minute ticked by and she started feeling lightheaded. The lock pin slid apart with a metallic click. It broke. Screws free, she flung the plate aside and leaned in to grab the knob, cranking it to the right. Click. It was on the wrong setting. She twisted again. Click. It opened. She stepped through the door and hurried into the darkness, her palms moist. She had to be fast. The thought of turning on the light terrified her. Her feet moved through papers and file cabinets as she navigated the shadows. She glanced back. It had been almost too easy to break into the government compound and now into the GCHQ building vault. She had come too far to fail to get the book. Despite its age, the vault was a marvel of modern technology, with walls and floors made of an unusual metal. Papers were strewn around the floor in a haphazard mess in varying colors of white, yellow, purple, and pink. She longed to stop and peruse the classified notes, but time was of the essence. She had to press on. "Find anything," her contact whispered through the earpiece. The woman's heart skipped a beat.
"Lower your voice."
"I don't want to get caught," she replied.
Okay.
Do you have it?"
I see it, she said, ignoring the other books and documents scattered around the vault. The purpose of her mission became clearer to her. The ancient text she had once owned was within her grasp. It was there behind the glass shelving. With a swift elbow strike, the security door opened and her eyes locked onto the book she sought. She hesitated for a moment and then drew it out of the safe. The weight of the book felt like a burden, a great honor. Her fingertips brushed against the leather and she felt power emanating from the volume. She marveled at the gold lettering embossed on the cover. A ripple of electricity coursed through her veins. With trembling hands, she opened it and flipped through pages that felt like dead skin beneath her fingertips. Time had taken its toll on the ink, which had faded and smudged. If handled for too long, the contents of this ancient book could crumble to dust. As she flipped through the yellowed pages, she noticed groups and rows of strange symbols. Lines of quirky characters littered the pages, covered in a perfect script that had faded over time but was written in a language fading from memory. It wasn't English or Latin, but something else entirely. No one knew what the letters meant. Her hands shook as she opened the pages further. A musty smell ran through each page like the insides of an empty house. Fragile, it was like new skin and weak bones. The market trader in Muscat who sold her the book didn't know what he had. The first page had a date, the next was blank, and then six bare pages followed. She left the room but couldn't resist peeking at the book one more time before leaving. She slipped it into a slim backpack and looked around before heading back. Footsteps sounded in the distance. I have it. Where are you? She whispered into her earpiece. The guards may be returning. Go back the way you came, we'll cover you, came the reply through the communication device in her ear. When she reached the end of the hallway, she placed her hand against the cold slate door that opened under her touch to reveal the main room with the vent. In the pitch-black darkness of the ground floor, she searched around the dark area. A glance behind told her she wasn't being followed. The woman moved toward the vent and peered through it. As she crept back through the dusty vent, she heard an unfamiliar shattering noise. Crazy with fear, she crawled forward. A strange cracking noise echoed beside her as she wriggled further through the vent toward the scraping sound of someone stepping on the grounds outside. She advanced, squeezed through the opening, and dropped into the tunnel below that led off to the woods where the van waited. She saw the figure of a man, Ronorcus, the GCHQ intern. Take this, he said. Her hands shook as she snatched the access card from him. Glad you left the vents open. He gave her a slight nod. She knew the drill. People like him had ambitions. For now, he was useful. She had put him here in this establishment. Ro had initially been reluctant to take part in her plan, but soon realized that he would benefit from following her instructions and acting as her primary contact. She recalled how Ro had given her so much information. It was almost too easy. Ro was no longer confined to the small cubicle of an office. A once-forgotten internship became invaluable to her. After all, he interned for the director of GCHQ. That should get you past the front gates and out of here, he said, smirking. The woman squeezed the card in her hand, studied him, and gave a slight nod of acknowledgement as she slid into the black van that pulled up to the curb. The driver glanced at her before turning on the engine. 20 minutes later, they were on the A40 motorway, heading back to the capital. She was free from the clutches of a top-secret government organization and on her way to delivering the most important information in history. As the van sped into London, she felt pride and satisfaction. After a successful heist, she was ready to move on to the next stage of her plan. But as she peered through the tinted windows at the bustling city, her stomach knotted and her mouth went dry. She had to find a powerful computer. The thought filled her with dread.